in the southern areas. But the one good news is that, as I wrote in the email, Kashele Gelbinu, we are going to wipe away all our chataim, and we all have some, both collectively, individually, with this Sheleg, if we turn the snow day into learn day. I'm sure I could have come up with a better tagline if I had more than a second to think about it. But that's what we're going to do. So after the Daf Shavua, we'll go to our regular Sunday schedule with only this week today because it's dangerous, physically dangerous, but spiritually safe here. Okay, that's a good. That's number one. Number two, the party's over. What do I mean by that? So, Nedarim until now has been one of the most geshmakas mesechtas in Shas. As I've said many times, Nedarim Matan Ben Midrasha from several Gedolei Yisrael, I think, including from Sefer. I heard this from my father, Chayil Levracha, that the closest thing that you can get to the main Olam Haba is Nedarim B'Tnran. That's basically going to come to, I wouldn't say an end, but a challenge. Because for the next few months, basically till the end of the Masechta, but mostly through the next Temple out of Nayar Marasa, we are going to be facing some of the most challenging sugyos and shas. No exaggeration. So, the Nayar Marasa and the sugyos of Hakama, Afara, and especially in the Sreikna, are some of the most lumdish, but frankly also complicated cheshbon-wise sugyos and shas, not cheshbon-wise in the same way Yevamis is not, necessarily more lumdish and challenging than other Nachman Ezekiel Masechtas, but a combination of the two. So let's do the best that we can and hope that we come out in this with a good understanding of where we are. Let's start with the Chumash here. If you can just go ahead. We're going to go through the Parsha here. I don't have the physical book in front of me. I just have the same screen share as you do. So, why don't you go to the scroll down to the pages? I believe it's page 49, 50. It's all there. It's all there. Pesach, it's all there. It's all there. Are you? Keep on going. I think you're in the wrong book, Pesach. This week is Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach, we start Nayar Marasa. Am I wrong about that?
I think you're wrong. I think it was last week already, Marasa, but whatever. It ends
We did
the book.
this last week. This is what we did last week.
I understand that. So why don't we go to what we did doing this week?
This is last week's booklet. This is the booklet from last time.
Right. Yes. Pesach, you're in the wrong booklet. You need to say the new booklet. And today's daf is Samach Vav, which is Nayar Marasa. Am I right? Wrong? Right about this, Israel? Yes.
You're right, and you can get it on the Chaveris
I
is on.
know, he know, he knows where to get it. He knows where to get it. You're just in the wrong book. That's all. Okay, Pesach, you got to move fast here because, on one hand we have time, but we have less time. Going to start giving an introduction here to the background here. So the Parshas Nedarim, which is in the beginning of Parshas Matos, we have a an addition to the core halachos that one could make a neder, that there is a way to be made for Nedarim. There you go. Today is, I believe, today Cheshvat, not sure. So we are the sugi stuff starts on page 49. Let's go straight to page 49, 50. Keep on going. Scroll further, further. There you go. So it was the Scottish in previous and in subsequent psukim in the part in the Torah, the concept of that one can make a nether, and it is chal. Now in this week's parsha. In Parshas Matos, the Torah added the concepts of hafaras, the fact that it is a tri-party relationship here. Eav, a bas, a baal, maybe four party, and an isha. The reason I say a bas and an isha is, of course, isha can have two stages in her life. One is three stages, I guess. One is when she is a Naira, one is she's a Naira Marasa, and the third when she is a Isha Nesua. Each one of these stages in her life has different halachis associated with making a neder, the right to make a neder, a kama of a neder, far of a neder, and all this will be discussed in the next few months. So in the Parsha of Nedarim, let's go through the psukim. Ishki to Ned Lashem, that pasuk we will be learning extensively going forward, mostly in we did it in Rosh Hashanah, we did it in other places, and we will be doing it again in Masechta Shavuos. The first Beis and Gimel refer to the general halachas. And then in pasuk Dalet, we start talking about our cases. V'isha, kisira Ned Lashem, v'asra isra v'beisa v'ya b'nureha. So this is a young lady who's made it a nether when she was still in her father's house. Nafsha, father heard it. The he was quiet. Nidarea, we have his first words now called Hakama. Fine. If the father objected, all these nidarim layakum. She got married, and then the Dharma stole her. Then that's a kama, because being quiet is a kama, and therefore the neder is chal. He decides he doesn't want that, and he can be made for the Dharma. Hashem yislachla. Doesn't sound on the surface to be so awful. Awfully complicated, straightforward. She's a Nara, the father can be mefer, or if the father accepts it, we have Kama Sa'av. And if she's married, then the Baal takes this. Okay. Then the Tara finishes Native on Grusha. It's her portfolio solely. Then the pasuk comes back. Base Isha Nedara. What's this talking about? Scroll down, scroll down. Pesach, scroll down. We need to see the Rashis here, so I'm going to go through the Rashis here closely. Okay, fine. That's at the moment what our Rabbanim Gaon decided we need. Rashi. Rashi, backwards, backwards, Pesach, faster, faster. Okay. Says Rashi, Bevesa via Beshusavua. I feel like ain't a Bevesa. It doesn't mean in his house, it means in Rishus. Pasuk Dal. Binorea, Vale Ktana, Vale Begeris. Ktana and Nidra Neder. It's not Negev Chal to Ktana. But Begeris. And once she gets the bargas, which we have defined extensively in our limud in previous in previous nashim mesechtos, ein rishus shalavi alha for nidareha. The bargas is out. Mezu Tana, Amar Vesenu, and then Rashi defines what a Tana and a Gdela is. Fine. Okay. So far, the right column, we got through unscathed. Left column. The word Haini means, comes from Lashon Minia, stop, can't. Kalaima Another Mahi, Rashi says, brings, quoting the Sifri, what does this word Haniya mean? Then Rashi sends you to various psukim which define this word. Rashi Mislachla. She didn't know that it was mufar. She went ahead and seems to be amazed it was over under the net there. And therefore, that is what is why it's required a kapara.
Doesn't change pshat, but it says nazir in Rashi, not nadir, not nadir, but it's the same thing. Doesn't change it. Shenoda ben nazir, I see.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
As you say. Yeah, I mean, Rashi just giving you a dubra custom of Hayven Yayin, right? So you could, a regular person could make a net against Yayin too.
Yeah.
Fine. Now we start getting complicated. The next few psukim start introducing the concept of what we're introducing this parak with the Nara Marasa. So far, till now, on the surface, it was relatively straightforward. We had a Isha and a pre and then a post. And now we get the hybrid, which is a Nara Marasa. She's halfway Nishtei Nishteher. Says Rashi, she's not fully married. This is an Arusa. So Rashi says, how do we know that? Not Rashi. This Sifri says, how do we know that? Elan Nesua. Kishal Emer and Beis Yishan Nadara. Har Nesua Omar. Beis Yisha. Yisha with a mapik in it. Her husband. So that can't be this. Kan Barusa. This Pasuk Zion is talking about an Arusa. Uba Lachlik Ba. And it comes to make a chilek. Shavia Ubailu Mefirin Nadarea. They have to be a partnership here. Afrav lef rabal, afrav lef av, rezeni mufar, vein savcha mechiyam echrem. Both of them have to be a partners in this operation, which makes it mutual complicated. When Dariel left, she nadra vei sevia, vei sham ben avia, vei hufra, vei hukumu, it was unheard neder. Vishama avia, I go back to the pasuk so I can tie it to Rashi to the pasuk. Basically, just roll it up one tiny line. Shama shall be Shama Ech shall become with the Rea, Vesrash and Asra Nashi Akumu. So Rashi explains that this is going on. Shama Isha. Isha means her husband. Hare. Okay. It was Makaimit by Hechrasha, by saying nothing. In Bam Shema Isha, I remember this is my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, so I remember having been trained early on by a Bar Mitzvah teacher, which man, who knows, could be Yeshua Chaim remembers him. And you know,
who
Joey Rottenberg? Remember Joey Rottenberg? Remember Joey Rottenberg?
A Kayan, barely.
Barely. Okay. Anyway, he's what passed for women to teach in those days. So he, I don't know if he taught me what a mapik was back in the 60s, but he subsequently, you know, everybody knows that Parshas Matai says the most mapiks of any Shani in the Torah. So the reason for that is because her husband, her father, etc. Everything is there. So Pasuk Miyam Shemaya Isha Usham Isha. We on Pasuk Tes Yachal Filay Hafarav Tamalay Benurea Beisavira Kol Shabenurea Beshusaviyahu. And now comes the hardest pasuk. This is the hardest pasuk. Okay, we'll come back to this. And Pasuk talks about Amana, which is not at the moment our problem. Okay. Adkan Tamsis ha Mikra. So what's in this chadash in this parsha, Rabbi Sai, that even though the Isha that made a neder or a shur, a neder, and the shur was already chal, you're not allowed to be mechal this neder. The Torah gave the koyach to the av to be made for nidrei bitai, and the koyach to the baal to be made for nidrei ishtai. How does that work? You use the words of afara, which we'll get to later, mufarlach, and then the neder goes away, and there's no longer a prescription of having to do what you have to do. However, as I said, the swing area here is Shas Erisin. Shas Erisin, she's a hybrid, she's in shnus of both of them. Then both of them need to be partners in the Afara, and that's what the first line of the Mishnah means. Ba'alam However, why is that? So you'll say, what do you mean why this is? There's a kasha. I don't have to worry why this is. Not so. And part of the problem with Narmarasa, when I say problem, I mean the problem for us, not the problem for Chazal. The problem for us is that it's not a straight line. This is true in many sugyos and shas, but it is true here, and the stuff pops around. The limudim that we need are found in later mesechta, later dafim. It doesn't go in a straight line. Come on, nowhere in Shasta to go in a straight line, right? You all know that. So if you're learning kachem down the daf, or if you're learning, right? I mean, all of a sudden, in the beginning of Menachos, you have stuff which should have been said l'chayra, beginning of Zvachim, but Chazal Baruch Kachem decided to do it the way they decided to do it. Here too. You got to go all the way to left. Ayin Gimel Min Aleph to
Are you doing Ayin Gimel because today is
Ayin
probably
Gimel and Beis. I'm sorry, what?
isn't today Samech Vav? Am I wrong? Am
Yeah. Yes, say Samech Vav. What's your problem? Why am I going to Ayin Gimel? I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm
I'm
sorry.
just saying why I'm going to Ayin Gimel.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I go, you did not go to sleep for 4 months and wake up and I Gimel. No, you're Baruch Hashem as sharp as ever. Okay, we're on Ayin Gimel here for the reason I just said. That Chazal, are you telling me you're not listening to what I said? What I said, well, Chazal, hop around here. And they're sending you ahead all the way to Ayin Gimel to tell you a very core limit that we need. How do we know that? The Gemara learns this fact that you need both from a Gemara and Ayin Gimel and base, a member of Rav Pinchas, all the way to the bottom. Rav Pinchas, Mishmei Derava, Damar, Kol HaNeideres Aldas Baal HiNeideres. Wow. All the way till 8 blot later, 7 blot later, whatever, do we have to wait till we get a reason, explanation that the reason why the Baal can be made for is because anything that an Isha does is being Neider on Das Las Bala. And therefore, everything is dependent on his acquiescence. This Gemara is repeated several times in Shas, including in Gittin Daf Pei Gimel and Beis. There, the Gemara has. Go. There, the Gemara has a Limud, if you find something which the Torah said, somebody can be Aser and somebody else could be Mater. And the Gemara says, "V'chacham, Maridar, the Noidar Aser v'chacham Mater." How do you find a construct where somebody makes an Iser and the other person makes the Heter? Or says, "There you go, the Dar." That's exactly what happens. Somebody makes Iser and the Chacham is Mater. Rabbi Yechon, ein Chacham Mater klum el b'charata. Therefore, it never happened in the first place. I said, wait a second, what about a faras habal? Dishon daras habal mefer. The Gemara says, also, it was only nid nadar al das bala. Therefore, you cite that the Torah gave a korach far to the baal because the entire nether is only chal if there is an acquiescence of the baal. Okay. Let's go back now. see when I want to start the mission. Not ready yet. That's when it comes to the first about. What about the first of? What's the getter of first of? First of all, we now know that Aisha, when she makes it to Nether, at least theoretically, she has to do it on the basis of the acquiescence of the Baal. So, what about the father? Does that mean that every daughter is Naideris al Dasavia, that all the daughters are Meshuba to the fathers? We all know from our personal experience that's not the case. Or should we say that the din of Afaris Sa'av is totally different cheshbons, not because Kol Bas Naideris al Dasavia Naideris. And therefore, we'd have to say that Nara Marasa have two different dinim. The fact that the Nara Marasa, that they're being made for Yachad, there are two chiluki dinim. The father is mefer, the baal is mefer because kala neideris al das baal neideris. Since she was entered into the Nara Marasa contract already, so therefore she's being neider al das her arus. And the other one is the baal, as we said, is a different halacha from the Gemara and Dafayin Gimel, Pirkas Kol Nederes Al Das, and the father is a different halacha, which is remains to be determined. So there are two shitas when it comes to Afaras Sa'av. One is a Gemara Yevam Staf Tzadik. One second, let's go back. Sorry, Gemara Yevam Staf Tzadik still refers to the Afaras Sa'av. Let's go back to one other line there in the Gemara and the film Daf Tzadik. Go ahead, Pesach. Time of Maimer, Chmana Baal Mef Kadesh Lechizkana, Hachat Tzkana Vetzkana. Gemara throws you out a line here that the reason why the Baal is able to make for because no Baal wants Anisha to make a nether that she's face for us, not going to put on makeup, or she will be Misgan al Baila, and therefore he has the right to be made for. So the Gemara sort of Akifin tells you what the Yisayit of a Farisa a Baal is. Fine. The question is, what about a Faras Av? So this seems to be various mahalchim in the Abaseinu. The Rajba in Yevamos asks, what do we need this time of Shalit Tizgana? We already said, Kalisha, Aldas Baila Nederis. Is this two separate reasons? And the Rajba says, no, it's one reason. A woman cannot make a nether, she's going to become ugly in her husband. Kashali, Tanach Nidrin Nefesh, Rashi Mela, Michael Maymar. Tavalam Shum Slain is Ghana, Marian Rajba asks the Kasha. We have Rapinchas who says, Al Daisa. So Rajba folds the two together into one thing. Can you Lafarish Dochi cover? Hadra Rapinchas Shadaras Das Baal in the Deris, E Machavan Al Das Baal, Shay Zgana Olav. The reason why she's Mechav Das Baila is goof of that reason is that she should not become ugly to him. Okay. Yeah, we normally finished at 10:20, but we started late today because it took a long time to get home for everybody. It's just very slippery out there, as you know. Okay, so the Rajma says this is all one So, now the question is, that's the case, what about the father or an Arusa? There's no clear pure play of Tisgano Bilis. Does the father involved here too? So if just the father, when she's a when she's a Bavesavia, or when she's a Namarasa, where does the father come here, since there's no Tisgana on the father? So the Rajba and Daf Ayin Gimel in that previous sugya says that no, when the Gemara says Nideris al Das, it applies to everybody. It applies to both the father and also applies to the Baila. We extend this svara of Nedaris al Das Baila to Nedaris al Das Aviyah. Let's see the Rashi side. When an Isha, in such a case, makes a neder, she's always hovering over her, is her two men in her life, dad and the Arusa. There's only one father, doesn't know who her husband is going to be, and therefore, she is. I hope Rabbi Golden, your Arusa is on Zoom or on the phone or whatever, right? Rabbanan stuff.
It's on Zoom. He's in Boca. Thank you very much. This is Givaldic.
Okay, let me go. We'll move offline. No, but that raises the bigger lum shakasha. Why are we not all in Boca? But that's a different question.
The Ron, the Ron's kasha, the Ron's kasha. I
Okay,
got
we'll get to
the
Ron in a second. I'll
tiger
be
bench.
okay.
Thank you.
She constantly mentioned whatever the element of Rehum. So the Rajba explains that in Echinami it's both. In the Hakdama to the Sefer Shalom Nedarim, which is one of the classical as far as on Sfarim on Nedarim, we used it extensively when we were one day Shiva. And he says that what's the chilik, what's the tam of a Faras Av and a Faras Labas? He brings the Rajba that we just learned. And how can this be Shayach? Obviously, there's no Tisgana and Abbas. And he says, brings this Rajba, he says it's Nideris al Das Aviyah too. But he says, how do we know that? Mechitesa, it's Nideris al Daita, since there's no Tisgana. And he goes on to down with this Shayla here. Scroll down to the Shalmin Adarim. Read the Durch. Relevar Tatar Klal Tamas Relevishtai. And he goes on to a beautiful Hagdama. I urge everybody here, as an introduction to this Perek, to take the time out, maybe today, tomorrow, since you're maybe stuck at home, to go through this few pages here because it's easy reading. He writes beautifully. It's not easy, it's not impossible reading, and go through a lot of Yesodus here on the Chilu B'Tinu Varis of Al and the overlap. Interesting enough, Drisha also says the same. You say that the Nimat from both the Shalmei Nedarim brings from the Adaris. The Adaris was the Rav and Mir, and then later in Yerushalayim, Goyin Olam, Gaon HaGoyim. I was able to put out many of his ksavim, and he. One of those people came additionally famous because he had a very well-known Edom. He was a Shverev of Cook, but he was a much bigger guy than Rav Cook. You call it Tarkula at his fingertips, literally. So the Shalmei Nedarim was a contemporary of the Adaris. And he brings from the Adaris that from this Gemara Gittin, the Gemara says, where do we find the Zeh Mater? And the Gemara answers, Al Das Baila. So obviously, same beside for a Faras Av and a Faras Labas. The issue is here, however, that there could be l'chayra, a big nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina would be Nafka Mita would be an Isha Nesua. The Torah gave the Kaichafara to the husband only ben Nidrei in a Nefesh, ben Albeina, which is the discussion of the last parak in Masechta. Because the concept is that only in those types of two classes of Nedarim is the Isha Neder al Das Baila. Farm that Benil Ben La, and Yanam Intimium, or in Nefesh. Nobody wants his wife to go on a hunger strike. There it's understood that she's Nederes al Das Baila. Whereas when it comes to Avla who says? What does one to do that? So I would think that you would only need those two categories if there's a sort of a gzeir shav between the two. But it turns out this is a machlokes in Rosh Hashanah. Most Rosh Hashanah learned that the Av also is made for inu nefesh shebein. This is a machlokes in Rosh Hashanah. However, the Rambam disagrees. Rambam holds that Av is made for all nedarim, not just bein and inu nefesh. And only a Baal is restricted to those two further classifications. So we'll conclude here with a shtickle, our Sameach, and then I ask you to go back to this this Shalmei Nedarim that you have in front of us and take a look at it yourself. Scroll down to our Sameach. Our Sameach says in the Das HaRambam, let me tell you what he says outside first, that the Afarasa Av and Afarasa Baal is the Prisha. Keep on going, keep on going. Okay, here's your Sameach. It's written short. If you look, scroll down to the next page, Pesach, you can see it's not a short piece. It's a lengthy piece. And it's not going to be possible to go through this in the limited time that we have available here. So I'm going to tell you what he says outside, and then you'll have to get through. We'll just try to do the sideline that the editors very helpfully outlined for us, and you go back and you're not really ready to go through this whole arsamath because we need more information in the Gemara and the Tosis and the Rans. But let me tell you what he says. He says, "B'shitas Rambam, there's a chilik ne'ikur ne'isayim ne'avarsa av ne'farsa ba'al." When it comes to the Av does not require it has to be Nederes L'Daita. The reason why Av can be made for Nidra B'Tai is because it's Chus. Just like the Av is a Mekabel Kes of Kiddusheha, which is a Ketana, it's Chus. Av can sell her for an Amavriya, it's Chus. It's Chus to be made for her Nidara, which is a Ketana. She's when she's in Rishusa, she's not yet fully able to manage her own affairs. So this is a schus the Torah gave to the Baal, to the father. When it comes to the Baal, it doesn't have a schus mamon. Then the Baal and the Isha have shibudim with each other. The Baal, contrary to popular opinion, does not own the Isha. And certainly not the reverse. Whereas when it comes to an Av and Bita, he does have ownership rights in her, so to speak. He gets the cash. He's a Mekadosh. Therefore, when it comes to the Baal, where there's no Mamon d'Kesachus, then you need the Svara of Das Baila Nederes. And therefore, the two are Chaluk. So when Smech starts, he's trying to say maybe the two are equal. And then he says that when it comes to Afarasa Baal is Dafke Al Daitai. When it comes to Afarasa Av, it's a Schus, and therefore the Gemara in Gittin doesn't ask from the Afarasa Av Labas. Let's see, there's a couple of lines here. Go back to the beginning, previous page. You go. It's a chayk. Okay, so Minis Bainan, let's stick a rhyme, Rabbi Isa. Bafaris Baal Chazirin Rahman al Chilka Venusnus Kech for Labal. Akmagna Darso Daita. He goes on to explain, a little bit off site to Pidgin Bechar, and go down to the last set of other lines, so side lines. It's hard reading because, you know, it's mentioned in short. I'm not. Let me actually remember the one that came to Knuyel Av has schus limkar bekatnusa. He has a right to sell her as an oma. Umaisi Adel. I forgot that one. Chol Shvach Nareel Avia. Ferris Gemara Kedushin, beginning of the Masechta. Vyesha Bakinya Mamay. It's Makabal or Kedushin. Lachen Yachal Hafras Nidra. Ksat Laim Levit de Kafu. He owns the Levit. Nathal Teres Chus Lahafer. Abu Ba Dain Levit Shum Schus Mamay Metaira. Parshap is obviously a matter. That's what the Gemara in says. Where do we find this? Zed Daimit Lachtem Lubataris Beget. Shadam Shadamak Dushrishan. Okay, then he goes into a get into Galacha. We will expand upon this Mitzvah going forward. Chilim Tina Faris Av and the Faris Abal. Adkan for today. Everybody stay safe. Try to stay inside and learn on phone, Zoom. And if you have a Chavrusa in Boca, try not to be over by Sachmaid. Because it's all for the good. Everybody have a good week. We'll pick up right here in this challenging but Yishmak prepared next week. Yimir Tzashem. Thank you, Rabbi Say. Okay, Pesach, let's go over to next frontier.